This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our invocation will be delivered by the Reverend Mark E. Blue, president of the Buffalo branch of the NAACP and pastor of Second Baptist Church.
Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for this time and opportunity. We thank you for transition. We thank you for new leadership. We're asking that you bless the family of Chris Scallion, Lord. Strengthen him, Lord, and give him wisdom to lead our city. Lord, give him courage to make the decisions that are needed. Give him fortitude, Lord, to act on behalf of those who he represents. Lord, we know that he cannot do this in and of himself, but he's going to need the strong guidance of a God who can do all things but fail. So, Lord, encourage him. Strengthen him, guide him, bless him and his family in this time of bereavement as well. Lord, give him courage to act on your behalf. Lord, help him to stand strong and mighty. A man, O Heavenly Father, who will be led and driven by you. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. Bless his staff, all the staff that make up our city government. Lord, continue to give them wisdom and the fellowship to listen and to address the concerns and needs of our community, of our city. Lord, continue to strengthen his family. Bless his wife mightily, Lord. He's going to need her strength as he goes home after decisions and things that go around in the city. Help him, Lord, and his family that they will remain intact and remain covered under the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Lord, we thank you for hearing and answering this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Christopher P. Scanlon will now be joined on stage by his family to be ceremonially sworn in by the Honorable Jahar S. Pridgen, Chief Judge of Buffalo City Court.
Repeat after me. I, Christopher P. Scanlon.
I, Christopher P. Scanlon.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the State of New York.
That I will support the Constitution of the State of New York.
And that I will continue to faithfully discharge the duties.
And I will continue to faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the Office of the Common Council President of the City of Buffalo.
The Office of the Common Council President of the City of Buffalo.
And in accordance with my charter mandated responsibility.
And in accordance with my charter mandated responsibility.
To serve as mayor of the city of Buffalo.
To serve as mayor of the city of Buffalo.
For the remainder of this term.
For the remainder of this term.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you. Thank you all for being here this evening. As I look out at this great crowd filled with my fellow city employees, partners in government, community stakeholders, business leaders, members of the faith-based community, friends and supporters, I see a diverse representation of the city of Buffalo, and for that I am truly humbled. As we begin, I'd like to express my sincere appreciation for the overwhelming outpouring of support my family and I have received during this incredibly difficult time for all of us. As you may know, my older brother Mark suddenly and tragically passed away 2 weeks ago tomorrow. Mark was a member of the Erie County Sheriff's Department and a cherished husband, father, grandfather, brother, uncle, and friend. Mark was a lover of life. He was loved by those who knew him and brought out the best in all those he came across. I will never forget the way this community has provided unconditional love and compassion to our family in the wake of this tragedy. And for that, I can never thank you enough. I also want to thank my mother, my father, who I'm sure would be enjoying himself today, my siblings and sisters-in-law, my in-laws, all of you for being here today, and to my wife, Katie, I thank you for your overwhelming love and support and taking on even more responsibility with our home and our children, Thomas, Adelaide, and Siobhan, as you allow me to pursue this responsibility and tremendous opportunity with passion and commitment. I want to take a moment to recognize all the city employees who have joined us here this evening. If you're a city employee, please raise your hand so that I can recognize you to the rest of the people in the room. These individuals are your neighbors, your friends. They work hard to make this community a better place. They are our front line. They have all made great sacrifices to be public servants, many risking their lives, but they do it because they love this city. On behalf of myself and the residents of Buffalo, I thank you for what you do each and every day to represent this city. Please, let's give them all a big round of applause. Today, I took the oath of the office to serve as your mayor. In fact, this is the second oath I have taken this year. In January, I was sworn in as the president of the Buffalo Common Council. And per the city charter, one of the duties is to serve as mayor in the event of a vacancy. Like most of you in this room who had heard rumors, just as I did, knew that this was a possibility and it could occur at any time. And so I needed to be prepared. During my time as council president, I prepared in a way that focused on every section of the city. I worked with my colleagues on the Common Council to better understand the needs of their districts. I attended countless public meetings and events of organizations, community-based organizations, and heard directly from residents. I met with the faith-based community to see how we can better partner to tackle our shared challenges. I met with unions to advance the cause of organized labor. I met with business leaders, big and small, to discuss the issues they face and how we can address them together. After all this open and honest dialogue, I knew that we would need our entire community to work collaboratively to find the innovative solutions that will make Buffalo the strong city we know it can be. Being born and raised in South Buffalo, I know many of the same struggles that the average resident faces. In my family, growing up, what we lacked in wealth, we made up for in life experiences. My parents taught me and my siblings the meaning of a hard day's work, the values of our Catholic faith, and the importance of being a part of our community. Unsurprisingly, this led to all my siblings to remain in Buffalo and raise their children here. Our love of this city is truly in our blood. And while South Buffalo is where I live, Buffalo is home. And it is Buffalo and its residents who I serve and represent. I'm part of a generation that fled our hometown looking for better opportunities. But I saw the potential of Buffalo. Instead of leaving, I leapt at the chance to serve my community on the Common Council. For the past 12 years, 9 which were spent in leadership, I championed legislation that protected public health and safety, increased access to affordable housing, strengthened neighborhoods, supported small businesses, and promoted economic development opportunities throughout the entire city. This was accomplished with the help of many, many people in this room, and I thank you all for that. As I begin a new chapter in serving and representing Buffalo, I am excited, optimistic, and deeply honored to assume the role and responsibilities of mayor. My short time in this office has truly been an unforgettable experience. During my first 10 days in office, I visited all 9 Councilmatic districts, where I learned so much from our residents, business leaders, and community stakeholders. I believe the future of Buffalo is strong, and based on my knowledge and experience, I'm well equipped to meet the challenges ahead with a new vision and approach to make city government function more efficiently and more cost-effectively. My commitment to Buffalo's residents is to build on the city's successes and lead us into a future where every corner of Buffalo is well served and represented. Over the next few weeks and months, I will be announcing a series of initiatives that will make city government more efficient and cost-effective, transparent and accountable, while addressing issues that are important to all of us, including healthy and affordable housing, enhanced public safety, reliable city services, good schools, job creation, and economic growth. We know that there are fiscal challenges on the horizon, but we must meet these challenges head on and view them as opportunities to take Buffalo to the next level. Drawing on my ability to build effective relationships and activate public and private partnerships, I pledge that my administration will leave no stone unturned to maximize our service delivery while minimizing the impact on taxpayers. I believe that together we can and we will overcome any obstacles we face with collaborative solutions to make our city a place where our younger generations want to live, work, and raise a family. I am honored and proud to serve all city residents. And I look forward to continuing our work to build a city of Buffalo that is safe, innovative, and strong. I thank you again for being here. God bless you, and may God bless the city of Buffalo. Thank you very much.